This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. It's estimated that one in every 150 children in the United States suffers from an autism spectrum disorder. The Florida State University Autism Institute is doing innovative research on this developmental disorder. Our Morgan Shepherd has the story.
As the director of the Florida State University Autism Institute, Amy Weatherby is dedicated to finding an early detection method for autism spectrum disorders, or ASDs. The implications of ASDs vary from person to person, but the overall effect is impaired communication and social interaction. Weatherby's First Words project has been examining children for over a decade in hopes of identifying the initial warning signs of autism.
The mission of our project is to identify children with communication disorders and autism spectrum disorders earlier, and we're particularly focused on trying to identify them under or by 18 months of age. Early diagnosis allows us to provide intervention earlier.
Research has shown that such early interventions and diagnoses can greatly improve a child's development. However, identifying autism early on is no easy task. Doctors have to look for behavioral and developmental indicators in the child that are hard to detect at very young ages. In fact, most children in the U.S. don't get diagnosed with autism until they are about 3 or 5 years old.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that all children be screened at 18 and 24 months of age. However, there's not yet a valid, accurate screener for autism at those young ages. So our research is focused on trying to test more carefully the screeners that we've developed and validate them for 18 to 24 months of age.
The work to better understand and diagnose autism doesn't stop there, though. Weatherby is also doing a study focusing on the cultural disparity in diagnosing autism in minorities.
Children from minorities and children from lower incomes are identified later, as much as a year or more than a year later. Probably the reason is that the parents may not seek a diagnosis, and so we need to help to make screening and diagnosis more accessible and more culturally appropriate.
Weatherby's research at Florida State has attracted national attention. She's received over $2.4 million in grants to fund her research on autism.
The grant money that's coming from the stimulus bill and that we're bringing to this region of Florida is going to help us advance the science of our research at a much faster pace, and so we're very thrilled to have it.
Reporting for Florida State Headlines, I'm Morgan Shepherd.
Weatherby's research team would like to encourage doctors and families in the Tallahassee area to help aid in their research. For more information on the First Words Project, visit words.fsu.edu. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.